Please continue to stand as you are able as we now hear the good news from the Gospel according to Luke in chapter 20, verses 13 through 35. The walk to Emmaus. Now on that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk alone?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" He asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb earlier this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the woman had said, but they did not see him. Then he said to them, 'Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory?' Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted them the things about himself in all the scriptures. As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, 'Stay with us, because it is almost evening and the day is now nearly over.' So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took the bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?' That same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, 'The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon.' Then they told what had happened on the road, and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread." This is the gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. How fitting it is to hear this scripture, the story read to us, reminding us of the location of Christ's presence, Christ's grace, when we could be walking with Christ each and every day, but we do not realize it until the bread is broken. The three scriptures you have heard today emphasize love. But it's love directed by certain parts of your body. It's not your mind. It's not the touchy-feeling emotions that come and go, but it is the love from your heart. The love that takes discernment. The love that takes test to truly recognize and to say, you know what? I love you. I love you. It is a love that is taught to us in Scripture through our experiences that are made known to us by Christ. And throughout these Scriptures, we are taught to love one another. To be attentive to what is around us. Christ is near. Christ is with us. Christ is walking with us each and every day, talking to us, opening the Scriptures to us when we have no idea on how to translate or to understand what they mean. Even for those who walked with Him for years, who've seen miracles acted out by Christ, still didn't understand what Christ meant by, I will be raised from the dead, I will be resurrected, I will give you life eternal. And for those of us, which is all of us, who do not understand Scripture in its entirety, though Christ becomes frustrated with us and sighs openly, He loves you and I, all of His children, so much that He remains with us. We cannot forget this. We cannot forget the unconditional love Christ has for us, showing us His way each and every day. Love one another as Christ has loved you, who has shown you how you are to love yourself. We don't know how to love ourselves until Christ shows how much He loves us, until we recognize His love. And brothers and sisters, how wonderful it is to be a part of a family who celebrates that love each week. We have been presented a story to us this morning of two brothers in worry and sorrow who are lost in their understanding, who still have hope in their faith, but yet they've hit a block, and they don't know where else to go. They just know they need to go walking to Emmaus. And apparently, their destination wasn't as important as Christ revealed to them. You see, we're all on a journey. Separate, but yet communal. And when our faith stops growing, when our hope and understanding reaches a point where we have no more, it is when we come to rest. It's when we no longer find ourselves busy in our daily destinations. It is when we come together we sit down and we break bread with one another. I leave this with you. That in you, in your heart, is the bread of life. In your heart, you have what it takes to unfold the scriptures, not just for you, but for all you encounter. Allow yourself to meet those who are also on a journey and to share with them the unconditional love of Christ so that they too can experience the same love for themselves and for all those whom they too will meet. Amen.